Eagle Wings Online Radio.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Barren land. Our God is mighty. Many times we sing this song, yet many times we doubt it too. Sometimes we find ourselves in barren lands, in dry and isolated places. Today, I would like to take you there and show you how our God transforms the driest lands into bountiful harvests, turning negative equity into positive returns, demonstrating that through our weakness, we are made strong. Isaiah, speaking on behalf of God, encourages us to sing even in times of barrenness. Imagine that. In our present era, we often interpret barren times as moments when many turn to medication to elevate serotonin levels, attempting to suppress feelings of emptiness. Medications like Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, Effexor, Rimuron, Cymbalta, and others serve to numb us to our emotional desolation. But what is the consequence of this? It's a suppression of the true state of our beings. God does not intend for us to numb out. Rather, He wants us to acknowledge our barrenness and emerge from it richer and stronger. Satan, on the contrary, wants us to remain seated, numbing our feelings and making space for more despair, exhaustion, and disillusionment. The desert, symbolizing barrenness, is not inherently negative. It presents an opportunity for growth. Just as land needs to lay barren periodically for rejuvenation on the Sabbath year, the Shemitah, our spirits sometimes require dryness to be refreshed by the living water. Isaiah 54, 1, King James Version. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. In a reflective prayer, we acknowledge the esteemed figures who found God in the desert. Moses, the children of Israel, Elijah, Amos, John the Baptist, Paul, and even Jesus himself. The wilderness serves as a spiritual battleground where faith is refined and tested. Our Jewish brethren trace their lineage back to barren women like Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel, highlighting God's favor in transforming barrenness into fruitfulness. Fruitfulness, a special blessing from God, extends to both Jews and Gentiles alike. Exodus 23:25, 27, New International Version, 1984. Worship the Lord your God, and His blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs and run. When in barren lands, our focus must remain on the one who transforms barrenness into fruitfulness, who brings life to dry places, and who resurrects the dead. Isaiah 41, 17, 20, New International Version, 1984. The poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. I will put in the desert the cedar and the acacia, the myrtle and the olive. I will set pines in the wasteland, the fir and the cypress together, so that people may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. While barrenness is a part of the Christian journey, it must not become our permanent dwelling. We are grafted into Christ to bear fruit and must not settle for spiritual desolation. Psalm 107, 31, 38, King James Version. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. God takes our dry land, waters it with his healing rain, and allows us to work it, producing fruits of increase. John 1:10, 14. Amplified Bible. He came into the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him, did not know him. He came to that which belonged to him, to his own, his domain, creation, things, world, and they who were his own did not receive him and did not welcome him. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right, to become the children of God, that is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, who owe their birth neither to bloods, nor to the will of the flesh, that of physical impulse, nor to the will of man, that of a natural father, but to God. They are born of God. And the Word, Christ, became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. There are different ways to experience barrenness, one being the dangerous path of numbing our senses with medication. Another involves moments of waiting and hiding, akin to Elijah's experience. 1 Kings 19:11, 16, King James Version. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? During these times, the Lord allows us to pause, redirecting our focus solely onto him, away from distractions, enabling us to rediscover him. Job 38:25, 36, Common English Bible. Who cut a channel for the downpours and a way for blasts of thunder to bring water to uninhabited land, a desert with no human to saturate dry wasteland and make grass sprout? Has the rain a father who brought forth drops of dew? From whose belly does ice come? Who gave birth to heaven's frost? Water hardens like stone. The surface of the deep thickens. Can you bind Pleiades' chains or loosen the reins of Orion? Can you guide the stars at their proper times, lead the bear with her cubs? Do you know heaven's laws, or can you impose its rule on earth? Can you issue an order to the clouds so their abundant waters cover you? Can you send lightning so that it goes and then says to you, I'm here? Who put wisdom in remote places, or who gave understanding to a rooster? Ultimately, it is the Lord who transforms barrenness into fruitfulness. When in dry places, accept his healing rain, prepare for rain in the desert, and praise the Lord, for he leads us from barrenness into abundance. Amen.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.